The following is tape number 2 from the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Jiva Goswami, he was the jewel of all learned philosophers. That is acknowledged even by the greatest philosophers of the world. So, these six Goswamis, they were not ordinary men. But still, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, they left everything. Takva tu namasi samandalapatin sada sucha. Bhutva dina ganesha kaukaranaya kaupina kantha sutta. So, Krishna bhakti, devotional service of Krishna is so exalted that a devotee can kick out even mukti. They do not want, a devotee doesn't want. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kaavan. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavata bhakti vahuituki. So, devotional service, this line of activities, should not be taken for some material gain. That is not bhakti. Bhakti must be pure, 100% pure, free from all material desires, free from the resultant action of jnana and karma. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma anabhitam. In other words, if you are actually a devotee, you will have no more interest with this material desire. Material desires means dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They are all material desires. See, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, of course, it is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asant, Krishna bhakta niskam, atayasam. That is the test of Krishna Bhakta. He has no desire. He does not want to exchange anything by serving Krishna. That is not pure devotion. You can exchange. You can get the result. Therefore, Shastra has recommended, Bhagavata has recommended, akama sarva kama ba moksha kama udaradhi. Tibrena bhakti jivunena jajita paramam purusha. Akama. Akama means these devotees who have no desire. Annavilasita sunnam. That is called akama. And others have kama, not akama. Others who bhukti mukti siddhita. Those who are desiring for material gain, bhukti, and those who are desiring after mukti, liberation, they are also coming. And those who are desiring after siddhis, yoga siddhi, anima laghima siddhi. So, all of them are kamis. They are not akama. Therefore, Bhagavad says, akama sarva kama va moksha kama. Sarva kama means karmis. The karmis have no end of their desire. Bring money, bring money, bring money, bring money. You have seen, you have got good experience in your country. Millionaires, multi-millionaires, still working hard. Where is money? Where is Diva Charte Haya Rajan Kutumba Bharanirma. These materialistic persons, they are engaged at night, either by sleeping or by sex indulgence. Nidraya hyati naktam, babayena cha babaya. They are wasting their time, valuable time of this life, either by sleeping or by sex at night. This is their night's business. And what is day's business? Diva chaarte haya raja. In the daytime, simply walking or running by cars. You have seen in your country, there are flyways And all his castes, hundreds and thousands of castes. Sometimes I think that so many castes are going this way and so many castes are going this way. Why they not settle up their business by telephone? I do here, your business I do here. That is not possible. Because it is karmi, all of them running this way, hushush, and there is accident. Yes. So many thousands, how many thousands they die every year? There is statistic. Yes. So this world, material world is like that. So diva chate hayarajan kutumma bharane nama. And as soon as they get money, they want to purchase. The wife says, I want so many dollars for mine, this purpose. All right, take it. The children says, therefore, in the Bhagavad, they are called Sajanakha Dosu. Dosu means burglars. So the wife and children, they are legitimate burglars. Yes. If somebody takes your money from the pocket, he becomes pickpocket, criminal. But if your wife takes it away, he very become pleased. How my wife is nice. So they are called Sajanakha Dosu. It is taken as love. How much my wife loves that he is taking all my money from her. So, diva chate haya rajan kutumba bharane nava. This is the occupational duties of the materialistic person. But a Krishna conscious person is not like that. They say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the ideal Krishna conscious personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna, see, Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Bandhi Mahapurusha, what is that? Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Nam. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayat. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Nam. He is Krishna. Simply, he has taken the name Krishna Chaitanya. Otherwise, how one could give Krishna Prema? Krishna Prema can be given by Krishna. Nobody else. So, Namo Mahavadana, this is the first verse, sloka, uttered by Srila Rupa Goswami when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, modern Allahabad. Prayag is also named there. So, he offered his prayer like this, Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya. He understood that here is the incarnation of God who is the most munificent. Most beautiful, other incarnation of God. Even Krishna could not give Krishna prema. He simply ordered that you surrender unto me. Not that you take Krishna, love of Krishna. No, he did not give. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna came again, that I did not give my love. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anarpita charing chirat karunayavati nakalo. Anarpita charing chirat. In other incarnation, the Lord, Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, they did not give. Of course, those were devotees, they automatically. But their purpose was different. Paritrana sadhuna vinashaya chudushkita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, incarnation of God is Krishna. He specially came to distribute Krishna prema. That is the special significance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Se Namo. So, we shall always, we have taken the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will bless you if you sincerely stick to his principle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by his grace he will be able to preach his message as these boys, they have been giving sannyas and very, minor age, and still they are doing very nice. You are all of you, you are very minor age, but take this Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also himself took sannyas at the age of 24 years. It is not that one has to accept sannyas in ripe old age like me, 70 years or 75 years. Not that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set up the example that for Krishna's service, one can take sannyas at any time. So he did it by his personal example. Tatvathurnam. There is a verse. Let's not forget that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up his opulent family life. When he took sannyas, at that time his wife was only 16 years old, and he had his affectionate mother, Sati Devi, very old. Nobody was to take care of her. But still, he took sannyas giving mercy to the poor human society in this age. Therefore, he is called Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Se Namo. So, you follow the instruction of the Goswamis, follow the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and your life will be glorified. Thank you very much.
Process of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then become uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with bhakti rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life, and any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti-rasa stage of life can be relished perpetually. When one is thus engaged in devotional service, all varieties of rasas or mellows turn into eternity. In the beginning, one is trained according to the principles of regulation under the guidance of the Acharya, spiritual master, and gradually, when one is elevated, devotional service becomes automatic and spontaneous eagerness to serve Krishna. There are 12 kinds of rasas, as will be explained in this book, and by renovating our relationship with Krishna in 5 primary rasas, we can live eternally in full knowledge and bliss.
So, there are 3 kinds of devotional stages. Kanishtadhikar, lower stage, and the Madhyamadhikar, middle stage, and Uttamadhikar. So, the Kanishtadhikar means Achyayame Mangharai Japjang Sudhyahati Natat Bhaktishu Chanishu Sabhakta Prakita Smita. In the lower stage, the devotee is engaged in deity worship. It is not that deity worship is lower than meditation. We don't mean that. Deity worship is the beginning of devotional service. As it will be mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how to approach the deity, how to cleanse the floor, how to change the dress, flower, how to make aratrik, everything in detail there are. So, in the beginning, certainly, one who is not advanced he cannot see Krishna properly. Krishna, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna is not alone. Just like if we speak of king, the king is coming. It does not mean the king is coming alone. The king is coming, his ministers, his secretaries, his military commanders, his queens, his servants, so many other servitors of the king, they are also coming. Similarly, when we speak of Krishna, Krishna does not mean alone Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Krishna is the root of all emanations. Krishna's energies, Krishna's expansion, Krishna's different types of energies, parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. He has got multi-energies out of which the acharyas have taken three principal energies, the external energy, the internal energy, the marginal energy. Krishna's incarnation, expansion, all together means Krishna. So, the Kanishthadikari in the lower state, he thinks that he is worshipping the deity very nicely. He has realized Krishna. No. Natad bhakteshu channeshu sabhakta pratita smita. We have to make further advancement. The Krishna does not mean alone. Especially Krishna's devotees. They are always with Krishna. Therefore, when we can recognize a devotee of Krishna and offer him the respect as devotee of Krishna, that is further advancement. In the Madhyamadikaya, or in further advancement of devotional service, one can see four categories. Ishara tadadineshu balisheshu disastucha. Prema maitri kripa pekhya. Sabhakta madhama. Ishara. When we are further advanced, we do not see only Krishna, but we see his devotees also. We can recognize, here is a pure devotee of Krishna. But in the lower stage, the devotee is concerned with the deity worship, but he does not take much care of the devotees. But when one is advanced further, he can see Krishna and his devotee also. Ishara tad adhina. Tad adhina means devotees. Devotees are always under the service of Krishna. So anyone who is giving service to Krishna, we should take care of them also. We should offer our respect. And you will find in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, it is stated somewhere that if a devotee is coming, then another devotee who is engaged in worship of the deity may stop deity worship for the time being and should go immediately to receive the devotee. So, Krishna also says, Mad Bhakta Puja Adhika. Krishna is satisfied more when a devotee worships his devotee. Krishna says, if one is worshipping me and one is worshipping my devotee, then the person who is worshipping the devotee is more important than the person who is worshipping Krishna. Therefore, in the Gurvastra by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is said that Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad, Jasya Aprasadad Nagati Kutopi. The best devotee is the spiritual master. Unless one is devotee, pure devotee, how he can be spiritual master? Spiritual master means representative of God. So who can become representative of God unless he is 24 hours engaged in the service of God, Krishna? How he can be spiritual master? This is also explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sakshad haritena samasta shastrai. The spiritual master is described as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Because the spiritual master is representative of Krishna, because he is most confidential servant of Krishna. Kintu prabhu ja priya evatas jasapra sakshad haritena samasta shastrai ruktas tathabhavata eva sadvi. The spiritual master is worshipped as good as the Supreme Person, sakshad haritena. This is not artificial, but in all the shastras, this is recommended. Sakshad haritena samasta shastrai ruktas tatha bhavataiva sadvi. Those who are learned, devotees, advanced devotees, they also accept this, that spiritual master should be treated as good as Hari, the Supreme Person. Why? But the spiritual master does not think himself as Hari. Although he is offered the respect of Hari, he thinks himself as humble servant of Hari and all others. A spiritual master takes his devout disciples as his spiritual master. That is the position. He thinks that Krishna has sent me so many spiritual masters. He does not think himself as spiritual master. He thinks himself their servant, because they are to be trained. Krishna has appointed him to train them. Therefore, he thinks himself as the servant of the disciple. This is the position. So, when one is advanced, he can see the importance of devotee. Advanced devotee never disobey or disrespect another devotee. Disrespect to another devotee is a great offense. Vaishnava aparad is very serious offense. Therefore, we teach to address amongst the devotees Prabhu, such and such Prabhu. This should not be simply spoken by the lip, it should be realized. Everyone should think other devotee as his Prabhu, master. Not he should try to become master. Tinadupi sunichena, taroropi sahishnuna, omanina manadena, Manodena, we should be always ready to offer respect to all, not only devotees, but everyone. Everyone. Because every living entity is originally a devotee of Krishna. But circumstantially, being covered by the coat of Maya, he is playing like demon. But his original nature is a devotee of Krishna. Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Everyone is eternally servant of Krishna. But being influenced by Maya, when he gets this body given by Maya, Prakite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa, when he is conducted by the three gunas of Maya, he thinks himself otherwise. He thinks himself independent of Krishna. But actually nobody is independent of Krishna. I have given this example that the prisoners, the criminals in the jail, they go to jail thinking themselves to be independent of the state laws, outlaws. A criminal thinks, I don't care for the state laws. But after all, for his activities, criminal activities, he is put into the jail. So, at that time he is forced to obey the state laws. Outside the state laws, he disobeyed. But within the prison, he is forced by punishment. Similarly, those who are defying the authorities of the Supreme Lord, they are all criminals and they are being punished by Durga Devi. Chayiva jasya bhuvanani bibharti Durga. So, nobody is independent of the laws of Krishna. Everyone is under the obligation of the laws of the Krishna. But one is voluntarily accepting and one is whimsically rejecting. Rejecting means to be under the control of Maya, and voluntarily accepting the service of the Lord means to be under the protection of spiritual energy. Daivi prakriti masrita. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatmanastu mang partha daivi prakriti masrita. Those who are Mahatma, they are under the protection of the spiritual energy. And those who are not Mahatmas, Duratmas, they are under the protection of the material energy. And the living entity is called marginal energy because he has to remain under the control or under the supervision of one of these two energies, material energy and spiritual energy. And he can select whether to remain under the control of material energy or under the control of spiritual energy. Therefore, he is called marginal. The living entity's position is marginal, in between the two energies. So he can select. So, Krishna therefore comes to canvas that you are working under material energy. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankaro vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Those who are under the material energy, they are pulled by the ear of the person by the material energy. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurhani mayaya. Jantra rurhani. This body is a jantra, is a automobile, mechanical car. Just like we are placed on the motor car and the driver moves us in different places. Similarly, according to our karma, we are given a certain type of body. Cat's body, dog's body, human body, this body, that body, 8,400,000 species. So we are moving. Brahman sarvabhutani, jantra rurhani maya. So actually we are under the control of the material nature. But ahankara vimura atma, those who are fools and rascals, they are thinking, I am independent, I am God, I don't care for God. This and that. So, this is called matichanna, madness. The Vaishnava Kavi says, therefore, pisachi paile jano matichanna hoy, mayagrasta jiber sei dasha upaja. Just like when a man is ghostly haunted. In Bengal it is called bhute pawa. And he speaks nonsense. Even his father is before him. He wants to attack his father without any respect. Madman, crazy. So anyone under this protection of the material energy, more or less crazy, more or less. It is not only our words, it is scientifically true. I know there was one case, a man was condemned to death, and his pleader presented that this man was in insanity condition, therefore he committed this act, he may be excused. So, a civil surgeon was invited to examine him whether actually he was insanity condition. The civil surgeon gave evidence that so far he had treated so many patients, he saw everyone is more or less crazy. Under the circumstances, if this man is crazy, that depends on your judgment what to do. But in my opinion, every man is a crazy man. So this is a fact. This is a fact. Anyone who is under the control of the material energy, he is a crazy man. He's thinking, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am so and so on, so many things. But he is nothing. All of this. These are all creation of Maya. Just like if I am sitting on a certain type of motor car, does it mean I am that motor car? If I am support, I am sitting on a Rolls Royce motor car. If I say I am Rolls Royce, is that my identification? No. Actually. And this is a fact. If a man is driving a very nice car, and in his front there is a thela wala. I have seen it. The driver says, "Hey, thela," as if that man has become thela, and he has become motor. So, actually, this is the fact. Pisachi paile jano matichanna. Neither is thela, nor is motor car. He is living entity, pure living entity. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. When actually is self-realized, that I am the not American, not Indian, not Hindu, not Muslim, not man, not woman. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. At that time, he does not lament. Na sochati na kang. We are fighting with one another, lamenting and hankering. Due to this misidentification of the self with this body, jasyatmabuddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradisi bhavamayjadi jatitabuddhi salile nakarhichir saeva gokhara. This Bhagavad says that any person who is misidentifying himself with this body, kunapeti dhatuke jasyatmabuddhi, this body is made of three dhatus, kapha, pitta, vayu. And if we identify that I am kapha, pitta, vayu, then certainly he is a gokhara. He is nothing more than a cow and an ass. So, bhakti, devotional service begins when one is actually self-realized. Before that, Savhakta prakita smitaha. Anyone who has got the identification of this body, he is engaged in deity worship, but he does not actually realize his self. He does not know who is a devotee, and he does not know his duty to other persons. He remains a prakita bhakta. Prakita bhakta means he is situated on the material platform, but under the direction of spiritual master, under the direction of the Shastra, he is trying to improve his condition of material existence. That is called prakita bhakta. Svabhakta prakita smita. So, we should not remain perpetually a prakita bhakta. We must improve. Madhyam bhakta. Madhyam bhakta means he knows what is God, what is Krishna. He knows what is Krishna's devotee. He knows the people in general. And he knows the atheistic person. Four categories of persons manifest before him. It is not that they artificially, if we say, that in my view, everyone is the same. That is, of course, higher stage, Pandita Samadarshina. But we should not imitate that stage. Because we are in the neophyte stage, we should not imitate the vision of Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata does not see anyone non-devotee. He sees everyone better devotee than himself. Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Purisher kit haite muise loghisht, jagai madhai haite muise papisht. So he is not pretending. Actually, a Mahabhagavat thinks like that, that I am the lowest. But he is the highest. One who thinks like that, humble. Tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena. He wants to give respect to everyone, but he doesn't expect any respect for himself. That is Mahabhava. And if one wants respect for him, that means he is still in Kanishtha Adhikari. Mahabhava is ready to give respect to even to the end. And for himself, he doesn't want any respect. That is Mahabhagavata. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Tinadupi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina. For himself, he doesn't require any respect. Manadena. But he is ready to give respect to everyone, even to the ant. That is Mahabhagavata. So, generally, we are in the lower stage of devotional service. Just like generally people come to offer respect to the deities in the temple, but one does not know how to give respect to the devotee, how to help others to become devotee. They are in the lower stage. A devotee should not only give respect to the devotees, but he should try to make others a devotee. That is, means preaching. Preaching. The preaching, what is the meaning of this preaching? people are engaged in material activities, and the preacher should approach them that you are spoiling your time, my dear sir, you become devotee of Krishna. This is preaching. You are simply spoiling, you have got this human form of life, but you are utilizing like animals, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. You may be very great political leader, but your engagement is like animals. That is the fact. What these politicians do, they make arrangements for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. They promise that I shall give you nice eating. You give me both. I make me minister of food. I shall give you enough food. Or so many things they falsely promise or rightly promise, they know. So, actually, a minister or minister's father cannot give you food. The food is supplied by Krishna. Eko bhunam vidadhati kama. So, anyway, the Kanishtha Adhikari is just learning how to become devotee, and he is, by regulative principles, engaged in deity worship, and gradually he is raised to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari. And Madhyama Adhikari means he knows what is the position of God, Krishna, what is the position of devotee, what is the position of people in general, and what is the position of an atheist. Atheists there are. So, Ishvara Tadadhin are the devotees, Ishvara Tadadhina Balisa. Balisa means innocent person. And Ishvara Tadadhina Balisa, Dishasu. Dishat means envious. There are many persons you have experienced. As soon as they hear something about God, they become immediately irritated. That is called disaso, demon. So a Madhyama Adhikari devotee can see these four kinds of persons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his devotees, and innocent persons, and the atheist class demons. So, he treats all these four classes. So he, Ishvara Tadadesha Prema, he tries to love God. He sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, his business with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is how to increase his love for the Supreme Person. That is one business of the Madhyama Adhikari. And how to make friendship with the devotees. Loving God, Krishna, and making friendship with devotees. With devotees. Not to become envious of the devotee, but to make friendship. If the devotee is Uttama Adhikari, he should take lessons from him. If he is equal, then he should make friendship with him. And if he is lower, he should try to help him to become higher devotee. This is the business of devotee. Ishvara Tadadhineshu Balisheshu Dishasu. Ishvara, to love Krishna. How to increase? Jato bhakti radho khaje. Simply to increase. How I can better service to Krishna. This is one business. The another business is to make friendship. Anyone who is devotee, to make friendship with him. And other, Balisheshu, those who are innocent, those who are not offender, but innocent person, just like child, simple, they should preach amongst them Krishna consciousness, because they are innocent. And those who are dishak, demons, simply against God, they should avoid them. Avoid them. Don't go there for preaching, neither to love them. Of course, everyone should be loved, but according to the time and circumstances. So, for a preacher who is trying to do good to the innocent persons who one who does not know how to love God, what is God, a preacher's business is to teach him, and not to waste his time with the demons, one who is not interested in the matter of God. But when you are raised to the first platform of devotional service, then there is no more disas. No more friend, no more disas. Everyone, a Mahabhagavat says, everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord, except myself. That is Mahabhagavat vision. But we should not imitate that. That I was giving the example of Chaitanya Charitamrita author Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He is speaking that jagai madhai haite muise papishta, puriser kit haite muise loghishta. He is not imitating, or he is speaking falsely. He feels like that. A Mahabhagavat feels like that. That I am the lowest. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Amara jivan sada pape rata nahi ka punnera lesh. He says like that. That my life is always engaged in sinful activities. I am not a trace of pious activity. Amara jivan sada pape rata nahi ka punnera lesh. I have given so much distress to all other living entities. He is representing common man, but he is feeling like that. It is not that artificially speaking. He is feeling like that. Just as Radharani, she thinks always herself as the lowest of the devotees. She thinks always. She sees always that the gopis, other gopis, they are better qualified to serve Krishna. And she is not qualified, so much qualified. Therefore in Vrindavan, you will find the devotees approach Radharani, Jai Radhe. Because if Radharani advocates for him to Krishna, it is very easily accepted. And Radharani says, if Radharani is pleased, then he represents the devotee's case, that here is a devotee, he is better than me, kindly accept his service, Krishna. So Krishna cannot deny. So, Mahabhava, Radharani is Mahabhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed that Mahabhava. That Mahabhava is not possible for ordinary man. It is a specially prerogative of Srimati Radharani, and who played the part of Radharani, although he is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahabhava, the ecstasy, that is not to be imitated by us, but to be aware of this fact, that how Mahabhava, they treat with Krishna. So generally, advancement, especially those who are preachers, they should remain on the second platform. Even a Mahabhagavat, when he becomes preacher, he comes down to the second platform. He does not remain on the topmost platform. He plays the part of second platform. Sometimes it is stated in a Bible, I think, that Jesus Christ said, I had many things to say, but I am not saying. Is it not?
Yes.
So actually, the Mahabhagavat, he has many things to say, but because he is a preacher, he does not say everything to the neophyte devotees, because they are not competent to accept that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best example is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but he is playing the part of Mahabhagavat. He never discussed Krishna's Rasleela public. Never discussed. You won't find any time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing Rasleela publicly. No. Never. He simply dealt with ordinary person by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and whenever there were scholars, there were philosophers, just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, he talks with some philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, and when there was high class devotee like Ramananda Rai, he discusses about Krishna's Leela. He'll find this. Not that with everyone he discussed Krishna's Leela. No. Neither he discussed philosophy with everyone. But for the general public, so long he remained at Jagannath Puri, every evening he was simply organizing great Sankirtan party. And for 4 hours at least, he was going on Sankirtan and 4 parties. He had studied this thing from Chaitanya Charitamrita, or teachings of Lord Chaitanya, from the dealings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because although he is Krishna himself, he is playing the part of Acharya, playing the part of devotee. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sino. Bhaktyakham Bhaktyavatarang Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Panchatattatmakam Krishna. So, we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 6 Goswamis, and gradually let us learn what is devotional service, how to execute it. Everything is very nicely explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which we have presented here with as the nectar of devotion, the complete science for the Bhakti Yoga. So, first of all, we should take advantage of these granthas and then gradually make progress. Narottamdas Thakur therefore said that kabe hama bujhava se jugalapriti rupo raghu natho pade haibe akuti kabe hama bujhava se jugal. Without understanding Rupa Raghunath, or without going through the literatures given by Rupa Raghunath, if we jumpingly all of a sudden try to become a devotee of Radha Krishna. Of course, our aim is to become devotee of Radha Krishna. But how to become Radha Krishna? We must study these books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu especially. Thank you very much.
No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal like a tiger has this loving propensity, at least in a dormant stage, and it is certainly present in the human being. The missing point, however, is where to repose our love so that everyone can become happy. At the present moment, the human society teaches one to love his country or family or his personal self, but there is no information where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can become happy. That missing point is Krishna. And the nectar of devotion teaches us how to stimulate our original love for Krishna and how to be situated in that position where we can enjoy our blissful life. In the primary stage, a child loves his parents, then his brothers and sisters, and as he daily grows up, he begins to love his family, society, community, country, nation, or even the whole human society. But the loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled until we know who is the supreme beloved. Our love can be fully satisfied only when it is reposed in Krishna.
There is a nice example in this connection. In the pond, reservoir of water, if you drop one stone, it becomes a circle. The circle increases. Increase, unless it comes to the shore, the circle increases. Similarly, our loving propensity increases. In the primary stage, a child, whatever he gets, he puts into his mind. Anna Brahma. Then gradually, as the child grows, sometimes he distributes to his other brother or parents. The love increases. In this way, self-centered, then family-centered, then community-centered, society-centered, nation-centered, international-centered. So, this increase of our loving propensity will not be satisfied unless it reaches the Supreme Personality of God. That is the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We love, the loving propensity is there. Even we have no family, sometimes we keep pets, cats and dogs to love. So, we are, by nature, we used to love somebody else. So that somebody else is Krishna. Actually, we want to love Krishna. But without information of Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, our loving propensity is limited within certain circle. Therefore, we are not satisfied. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. That love affair, loving propensity is eternally existing to love Krishna. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became fully satisfied. Shamin kritarthosmi varangna jyache. In the material field, we love somebody for getting something in return. That is not love, pure love. Pure love is different. Pure love, as it is described by Lord Chaitanya in his mood of Radharani and to Krishna. Āśliṣya bhāpādana tāṁ pinaṣṭu māṁ maramāha tāṁ karotubha. This is love, Rārārāṇī. That you either embrace me or trample me down under your feet, neglect me, or make me broken-hearted, not being present at any time, throughout my life, life after life, it does not matter. Still, I love you unconditionally. Mat prana nathastu saiva napar. That is your love. And that love is existing in everyone's heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. That is not awakened. So, by this devotional process, adu siddha tato sadhu sangha, that love, sadhukānam ayam premna pradut bhavi bhavit krama. There are stages or steps one after another if we practice sadhu sanghe, sato vritte, sarabhi bhakti prasiddhati. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī says that potent love for Krishna can be reinstated again, invoked again by the prescribed method.